Hello, mate.
It's good to be in studio, first time.
Mate, you're on camera. I think they're working.
Be kind. Be kind. It's good to be in.
They're never kind at this time of morning, mate.
Trying to get the focus right, just so. Terry was talking about head transplants earlier in the show.
Oh, really?
Have you heard about that?
No.
Not hair, head.
Head transplant?
Yeah, they do the whole lot.
You can get the hair done too. If you get a whole new head, you don't.
I'm not prepared to be a donor yet.
I'd only take half of it if I'm getting transplants. I just want the dome bit. I'm pretty happy with my face. I just looked at myself on camera.
You'd probably go, if you could get a head transplant.
Who would you go?
Well, the similarities are there already with Brad Pitt, so. Yeah. What about you?
Oh, that's a tough question, TK. It wouldn't be any of you two, that's for
sure. You'd probably go.
I wouldn't want to be a redhead, TK, so I'd avoid yours.
You wouldn't want to be a prop forward. You wouldn't want to get a rugby prop forward head, would you?
No. But look, I know that a couple of footy players now have got ear transplants because of cauliflower, so I'll move away from that.
Oh,
I don't think I need a transplant.
What happens to the ears? You see all that. You guys and yours aren't too bad at all.
I've had mine operated on. So basically what you do, you go see a specialist and they sew a button on your ear, right?
Yeah.
And every morning you got to wake up and twist the button so it applies more pressure. So I was walking around with a water polo cap with two buttons in my ear.
Yeah, yeah.
I was killing it back then.
But what's the puffiness that could happen?
That's just blood that
turns
to scar
tissue, isn't it?
Yeah,
right.
It's like a tribal scar that you cut around with and you think you're killing it at the time and now you've got to live with it.
That's amazing. Mate, the rugby started well, actually. It's been topsy-turvy for a few sides after round two, but it's very interesting.
It is interesting, and even off the field it was interesting last week. It only broke just as I got off air about the Reds. But look, it's an interesting time for rugby and sport, but with some of the rounds that are being played, I've said on the show, I still think the Waratahs team to beat. Queensland were very lucky to beat the Western Force. They actually started favourite, the Western Force, coming in from, I think, way out near $2.35. So what appeared to have rocked their culture and their club, they got around it all right. But the other team I think you got to look out for are the Brumbies. And you know that I'll always lean towards the Rebels. But I think Brumbies this week will be too strong.
Yeah, we chatted with Steve Larkham 2 days ago on the program. He was terrific. He's very measured in all his comments, but he's very much this sort of team man, which is terrific. But they're $1.35, so they're short against the Melbourne Rebels, $3.20. We also chatted with Scott Higginbotham on the program this week.
How was he?
Great.
He was good.
He's terrific.
He's a bit fruity, Scotty, but he's covered in tats and, you know, lives in the Richmond part of Melbourne and likes his cafes and bars and things. But no, he's been playing well in the first couple of rounds. And he's another one where you've got Wycliffe Palu Wallaby 8, who will be desperate to get to the World Cup. Ben McCallum from the Force, that number 8 position. This is the first time I'd say in years we've got depth in all positions in rugby. And we need it because we need to be at our best to win that World Cup. And if we're not, we'll be nowhere near it. So I think we can be at our best.
Right. James O'Connor, looking forward to seeing how the season pans out. What's your prediction?
Don't like him at 10. Look, I like Rabs. He's high risk but high reward. He's a good little player. He's come back. He's big. He's bulked up. I just think we've got to put him on the wing. I think we've trialled that area at 10. Good player.
Fullback?
Fullback, no. Wing. Keep him at wing. That's where he's had his best footy.
He won't like that.
No, but that's the thing. That's what coaches do. You've got to educate him to say, you know, I'll put you on the bench. We'll go to Michael Checker. And when playing under Check, he would make you feel that you're the most important person in the team, whether you're on the bench or on the wing at 10. So that's good coaching to be able to say to your mate, I need you here and I need you to play for the team. And you shouldn't be thinking about, I need to play here, I want to play here. And I think James has learnt that and all the papers are reporting that he's a new player. So let's just wait and see.
Well, it's all about me these days, mate, the brand. It's all about me and the
brand.
You know,
your
brand's better at 10 or fullback than it is on the wing.
Whereabouts is your brand the biggest, TK? Would it be in the sort of
Western
Sydney area?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, mate. There's no doubt about that. And I want to talk about the poor old Reds have actually been stiffed a bit, haven't they, with Carmichael Hunt.
Well, look. You
know, I mean, it's a leftover from the Gold Coast Suns, it would appear. And the world of AFL, and all of a sudden the Queensland Reds have been dragged into it. I'm sure they were unaware of the incident before the signing of Carmichael Hunt.
Well, it is a tough one. It'd be interesting to know what the listeners think. But, look, for mine, Carmichael Hunt, if you go on his reputation from the Broncos and also the Suns, stand-up guy, does a lot in the community, and is an exceptional talent. Now, I'm trying to get him to remember he was playing for the Broncos, you'd put him at fullback and he'd take on the line, he'd charge back. I was just couldn't wait to see that in rugby. And it is unfortunate, but look, I think the Reds have handled it well. They've treated it as much as a illicit drug issue was a welfare issue. And hopefully common sense will prevail in all of that. I do think there needs to be some sort of sanction, but it's interesting to see how quiet the AFL has been compared to other sports. But look, he's dealt with it, and let's just wait and see. I think the hearing's next week, but look, the Reds have responded pretty well. They've got that win on the board. If they can get through to next week and get another win and get him back in the game, it's just unfortunate for sport. I won't say for rugby's sake, but at the moment they're looking, I wouldn't say looking pretty good, but gee, it's just sad times for the NRL. But in saying that, NRL is absolutely, it's bulletproof. It's almost Teflon. Like yesterday's launch, they were talking about it, but still, great launch, and everyone's really excited to be watching footy. You're smiling, disagreeing.
Well, it is. No, I do. Look, you can't kill the sport.
No.
But what I have been waxing on, I guess, about this week and maybe in previous weeks is if you want to grow your sport, and you must, all the sports must grow. I think the continue off-field incidents that keep giving rugby league the black eye stops it from growing.
As I say,
and I think we've seen that in recent times.
It's a shame.
Mate, Michael Checker was interesting. He said that any player going overseas, he's still going to look at for the Wallaby setup, which is very different to what was before him.
Yeah, look, and reporting on that, the sub-editors did very well there. They're certainly, the headline looked as though you'll recruit Wallabies from overseas to play in the tournament, which isn't the case. It's players that are going to play overseas. Yeah. So your Scott Higginbothams and James Halls and the like, you'll pick them.
Adam Ashley Cooper. In fact, all of them.
Well,
so you're allowed to have your sabbatical, is what they're saying.
No, he's saying if you're going to go play over Europe, I'm still going to pick you. I'm going to pick the best team. He wants to win the World Cup. And I think if you put in these sort of measures and rules and things, and that's when you're playing politics, aren't you? Because you're saying you're a good player, but because you're going, you're not playing. And he's not that type of bloke. Oh, look, as I say, I reckon it's the right decision. But there is some works in the mix at the moment to make sure we don't lose all our talent. And I'm hoping that's the case. But look, the hard thing is...
Well, how do you do that, mate? Well, with the European dollars and the new TV contract that's come into Europe, quite clearly, you can't... The dollars are too good.
Yeah, but you need to get creative with the contracting system, but you still need to ensure that players are playing Super Rugby. But the hard thing is, you win the World Cup, the problem will be even worse, because then that will see the value of the players go up. So it's a difficult one, but it's a situation I want to be in, because I want to win that World Cup.
Yeah, the problem is it can't be matched here, right? That's the main problem that's there.
Yeah.
And that's why with the IPL and these, like whether it's the New Zealanders, whether it's the West Indies in particular, they see what guys are getting paid around the world and it's not them. So they're always targets to go to the IPL or any of these 2020 competitions.
The interesting thing is, though, Michael Clark chose not to go to the IPL because he wanted to have a longer career. Is that right, or was there other
pressure?
Yeah,
he did do that. Yeah.
Now, if you're a player,
particularly early on,
and you considered that, I don't want to go to Europe because I get bashed around. In the Japanese competition, you don't play, you just train the house down. If you had a mindset of how can I play for longer on a little bit less, maybe that is the way to go. I don't know, but I just think if you're going to start to travel the world just to pick up the check, you're going to feel great about it until you're 28 and be like me and can't feel your leg and have to have two back operations.
Yuvraj Singh is getting $3.3 million to play in the IPL.
I hate that bloke.
40 days.
Well, good luck to him.
Bugger the body.
Oh, mate. Well,
they're doing all right.
What's he doing in cricket? Yeah, exactly. But look, that's what I'm saying. You got to take it all there. Wish I played cricket.
Yeah.
So do I.
So, mate, you're tipping the Brumbies. They're looking good. $1.35 against the Melbourne Rebels, $3.20. Western Force, $2.10 against the Hurricanes, $1.72.
$2.10, the better value then.
All right, so you're happy with the Western Force?
I am.
Quite clearly, the Queensland Reds are the massive outsiders, $3.50 against the Highlanders, $1.30.
Yeah, look, I'd avoid that. I think the Highlanders unlucky last week. I think they'll win.
And the Waratahs, they got the bye.
I think they'll go all right.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, guys. Good to be in. Thank you,
Adam Fryer. Nice to have you in and on board.